News Talk 1620 WTAW. When construction starts Friday to replace the track and convert the football field to artificial turf at Stephen F. Austin Middle School, that ends public access. Bryan School Board member Ruthie Waller, who was part of the unanimous vote of the nearly $1 million project, addressed that as a retired educator.
When we closed Bryan High, after we put the turf on it for the public to be able to, you know, walk the track, one of the main reasons was it had to do with the warranty that comes with the turf. I mean, you could spill a red Gatorade on turf, and it sinks in and affects, you know, kind of like a dye. I mean, there's so many things that would eliminate our part of taking care of it because of the warranty. And so that has a whole lot to do with the reasoning for that. But I know we're encouraging our community to use the schools east and west.
Right. Rayburn and Long are open to the public with the city, too.
And so it's not that we're saying, oh, we want to keep it in pristine condition for just the use of our students. It really does have a lot to do with the construction warranty. Something else that I've been on the committee, and like Jeff was saying, when we built that great, beautiful facility that we have now with the Civic and all the amenities, and then we're going to be doing the administration building there also, SFA is landlocked. I mean, we're totally landlocked. So when this issue came up, we literally have no place else to open up. And, you know, I was a coach, but I also taught health and PE. And what we're doing is going to be like building a new building for all those PE kids, because they're going to have advantage of a good track, good turf, good training. Everything you would want as a PE teacher when you're not in the gym, we're going to have available for them. And like we said, band and other activities that'll utilize it. So in my mind, as an educator, I'm looking at, okay, we're literally building more classrooms. And that's how we should justify it, because we're going to help the teachers teach, the coaches coach, and the kids learn.
Again, public walking and running will still be available at Rayburn and Long. Board's vote followed no discussion about the process of selecting a contractor. After the board meeting, I visited with the Bryan School District's construction manager, Jeff Windsor, about that.
What sort of process in selecting the contractor then for the turf?
Okay, so we requested proposals from the turf and track companies that are on co-ops. All of the major turf companies, because they deal primarily with education, are all members of one or more co-ops. So what we did was we got some competitive pricing through, you know, vendors that were on the co-op. Hellas was had the best proposal and most complete proposal for the project, and then we worked with them to get the price down considerably and get the scope of work up. So they've been a great resource in the past. They worked for us, did the Rudder Field, and so we've got a really good history with them. We know they do good quality work, they do it on time, and they know we have kids coming.
Which was going to be my next question about the contractor that was recommended and approved by the board. So there's some history there. Mm-hmm. The other thing that's been of concern and been of use at Merrill Green was the warranty issue. And I'm guessing there's a warranty on this project as well.
Yes, sir. A full warranty. I believe it's 8 years, 10 years. I'd have to pull the exact deal. But yes, it's an excellent product. They also, one other thing with Hellas is, see, they already have the contract under Balfour Beatty to replace the track. So we're not pulling another contractor in on top of them. So they'll be doing all of the track and the field work.
and the construction schedule?
They're going to start this Friday, the 18th, and they'll be finished before the kids start.
So in a new school with a new field and a new track?
Yes, sir. Everything will be brand new for them. That's the intent.
Original plans when the Bryan School District promoted the 2014 bond issue called for only replacing the SFA track. Windsor explained to the board the reason for adding field turf and finding the more than $700,000 to pay for it.
What we do is artificial turf the entire football field, including this D zone. And then we put asphalt track surface down here. We removed all of the field events, the long jump and the pole vault, down to each end. We take and relocated the discus over here, the shot put down here, and we created another chute for sprints. Now, what this does is this gives us these areas on each end for PE and smaller groups of kids while the athletic students are out on the field. Now, one of the things, I mean, our population of SFA is in effect doubling. It's going from, what, 650, something like that, to 1,200. Our student athlete population is doing the same thing. It's going from around 350 to 650 plus students. So it's a lot of pressure that we're going to have on that field. With a regular field of just turf and having maintenance to keep try to keep track of it, we're looking about 380 hours per year to work on that. If we go with an artificial turf, that jumps it to 1,200 hours. So you can see the artificial turf really jumps up the available time that we can use that field. Some of the other things that we're going to do within the Balfour Beatty project is they are replacing the track surface. We're also going to replace the fence around the stadium, and we're looking at other facelift items that we can do with the bleachers and the concession stand and those other things to kind of spiff it up a little bit.
Windsor was showing board members drawings of the new football field and track, and you can see those online at WTAW.com. Improvements at the SFA track and football field are supposed to be completed for the start of the next school year, when new classrooms will also open, allowing for the conversion of old classrooms into new Bryan ISD administration offices. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.